Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday. Happy Star Wars Day to those who celebrate. Spencer on Sports here with you on a May 4th of 2022. May the 4th be with you all across Eastern Iowa and no matter where you're listening. 319-366-1600. As we kick off local programming here, first Wednesday of the month of May, I actually see the sun outside. I feel like I need to bring in like the Hallelujah chorus or something here to start the show. I do not have it queued up, though. Appreciate you tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on that free app, which you need to download right now. You, there, I'm watching you. Download it. Come on. What are you doing? It's free. Take us wherever you go on the free KGYM app, also on your smart speaker. Podcast listeners, salute you as well. Appreciate you tuning in after hours. As we kick off local programming here for a Wednesday. Lots to get to. We'll get to the world of baseball. Some interesting stuff happening in baseball. Even today, Madison Bumgarner getting tossed after an inning. I said on Twitter the footage. I don't know what it is about Marlins Park. Never been. It looks like a fun place to catch a game, provided the Marlins are actually playing good baseball. The lighting in Marlins Park is so, just kind of so dark. Maybe it's just the camera. I don't know. But there's a clip that was surfaced earlier of Madison Bumgarner jawing at an umpire and getting tossed after one inning. And I thought it was from last night. And turns out it was like 11 o'clock our time. Oh, that was today. We'll talk about that. We'll try to figure out what happened there. Got the Cardinals and Royals in action at a full day of baseball, full day and evening of baseball as well. We'll get to that. NBA playoffs last night, some crucial victories for the Boston Celtics and the Memphis Grizzlies, the home teams, after losing on their home courts over the weekend, picked up crucial victories to even the series at one game apiece in both the Eastern and Western Conference playoff series. We'll talk about that. Get some reaction from both series. Look ahead to what's to come tonight, including NBA playoff action late night tonight right here on KGYM. Tell you about that and more coming up in just a bit. Also, we have time. Got a lot to talk about today. We'll get to a collector's corner note here in just a bit. Share stories from the sports collecting world with you on occasion here on the program as well. That'll come up later on in the program. We want to start with this... having to do with college football and the changing landscape of the NCAA. Saw a couple interesting stories popped out of me over the last 24 hours since we last spoke, and free to chime in on the talk or text line. Again, at 319-366-1600. Saw this interesting note here. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith. He's in the know. Smart guy. Leads Ohio State Athletics. And he said some interesting things in a really quick interview. Now, nothing's set in stone with this, but with so much talk surrounding the NCAA, of course, with the NIL, name, image, and likeness, and the transfer portal impacting college sports like it never has before, collegiate landscape changing. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith Tuesday proposing maybe a split between college football and the rest of the NCAA. Now, that's not to say that college football is no longer going to be associated with the NCAA. There would still be kind of that connection. I don't know if it would be a name only, but it would be in kind of a division thing, like a division of the NCAA. It's at least what it seems to me. Still being worked out, still being formulated, and this might not even see the light of day when all is said and done. But Gene Smith, in a really quick interview with ESPN the other day, proposing that the 10 FBS conferences operate under the umbrella of the college football playoff with their own rules and structure, while the NCAA continues to host championships for basketball and the Olympic sports. That's essentially what he was suggesting. ESPN, this article I've been reading through and kind of highlighting and noting throughout the afternoon here, only had a limited amount of time, and it sounded like this is just basically a suggestion right now because everybody's trying to figure out what to do, right? Because there's obviously been a lack of leadership, a lack of guidance from people like Mark Emmert, who is stepping down and they're looking for a new president. And that can only hopefully mean good things for the NCAA because he's basically done everything you shouldn't do as a leader of the NCAA. And Gene Smith put this out there in a quick chat with ESPN. He said he was just throwing out ideas at the Big Ten spring meetings. But he said as part of this suggestion, where again, the 10 FBS conferences basically operate as the college football playoff, separate with their own rules and structure from the NCAA, he said the schools that offer 85 scholarships, quote, need different rules, end quote. He said they could create minimum standards for membership. The full quote here from Gene Smith read like this. He said, quote, we can create our own rules, create our own governance structure, have our own enforcement. We have our own requirements, whatever that might be. He said that might be in the medical space. And he gives the example that if a student athlete is hurt in their senior year, his or her senior year, you take care of them when they're done until they're healed. And he says that they might have funding in place to do things like that, different initiatives like that. The important thing that Smith said is that you don't touch anything else with the NCAA if this proposal were to move forward. He said you keep the academic requirements in place. You keep, you know, different regulatory things in place. So, like I said, kind of a division of the NCAA, the college football playoff, a division of the NCAA. He said, though, and closed the quote from Gene Smith again, is the reality is those schools who offer 85 scholarships in football have made a different commitment, and that needs to be addressed, end quote. So where does this stand? Is this going to happen, you know, next week, next year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? Well, the answer is, and it's the worst answer you can give, is we don't know. Smith said he shared this idea with some of his peers, other athletic directors, and he's gotten mixed reviews. So not everybody's crazy about it. Not everybody's like, absolutely, Gene, this is exactly where we need to go. But it's a starting point. And at this point, you need ideas. You need ideas. You need someone with some sort of leadership, someone with some sort of risk-taking ability to put things where they need to be. Someone who's not afraid to, I don't know if stir the pot is the right word, the right words that I'm looking for, but someone who is not afraid to do things that need to be done and do them for the greater good. And I think we should all at least be appreciative that someone like Gene Smith is stepping forward and saying, hey, here's an idea. Where can we go from here? Of course, this idea, like we said, that's gotten mixed reviews, this suggestion, this idea comes at a time when, like we said, the NCAA is looking for new leadership. The Big 12 also looking for new leadership, too. And it comes amidst all this discussion over name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal and the changing landscape of the NCAA. Smith said as part of this short conversation with ESPN that the FCS championship, so, you know, Northern Iowa, Missouri Valley football, the North Dakota States of the world, stuff like that. He said the FCS championship for college football should remain untouched, but the FBS could follow the same model. He pointed out that as the FBS commissioners continue to consider an expanded playoff beyond the 2025 season, they're only talking about those 10 leagues along with Notre Dame. Smith saying, quote, the CFP model needs to be looked at differently. He said, as we consider expansion, we ought to consider the structure. The reality is we need to begin control of our own space. We got to make sure we're careful with antitrust laws. But Smith said at the end of the day, we need different rules. And the article goes on to quote Colorado Athletic Director Rick George, who has commented for this article, too. He says, he's been saying for years that college football needs somebody to oversee the sport in the same way that college basketball is run, with Dan Gavitt, who does a great job with the NCAA and is the senior vice president of basketball at the NCAA. So Gene Smith, like I said, just throwing out ideas, but certainly an interesting one that would see the college football playoff potentially be the umbrella in which college football is found under the NCAA. Your thoughts welcome through at 936-6-1600. Another interesting article I saw here today, too, speaking of NIL, speaking of the transfer portal, we talked yesterday, and you've heard about the Jordan Addison story from Pitt, where the Pitt Panthers, are accusing USC of potentially tampering and potentially guaranteeing NIL money to get Jordan Addison to move on from Pittsburgh, award-winning wide receiver, to move on from Pitt and move on to the USC program under Lincoln Riley. Well, an interesting story kind of that comes in the wake of that and the other, you know, transfer portal stories we've been seeing where, you know, you got Nigel Pack at Miami getting these benefits and then Isaiah Wong getting upset and different allegations coming out of misuse of the portal, misuse of NIL. Interesting survey out recently that an overwhelming majority of athletic directors surveyed by a trade group actually expressed concern that college sports collectives are using name, image, and likeness of those NIL payments I mentioned as improper recruiting inducements for both high school prospects and players that are transferring. This is a survey from the Lead One Association, which is a group representing the interests of football bowl subdivision, so FBS athletic directors. The survey found 90% of 80 surveyed described themselves as concerned about the issue. 73% of respondents on the poll said that they're extremely concerned, again, according to the survey of these FBS athletic directors. The survey included feedback from around 80 of the nation's 130 FBS athletic directors. The poll, again, found that most 80 surveyed, about 77%, believe, that an unregulated NIL market will lead to more scandals. And 87% of respondents say they disagreed with NIL payments that are tied to an athlete solely being rostered on a team. 72% said those NIL payments should be tied to market value. The story here went on to talk about the issues that are tied and the issues that might be brought up to these NIL collectives. It talks about how these have been a hot topic among college athletic administrators for months. In mid-February, the NCAA's Division I Board of Directors asked the Division I Council to review NIL policy, highlighting recruiting rules prohibiting direct booster involvement with NIL. This NIL subcommittee has been working to draft guidelines to re-emphasize those existing rules among membership. That was confirmed in a recent story on The Athletic as of Tuesday. The guidelines would reiterate that boosters are defined by the NCAA as representatives of the institution's athletic interests and are not allowed to contact and or provide benefits to prospective athletes or families. Now, it's important to point out over the first 10 months of name, image, and likeness, no one has been penalized for such a violation, which has brought up questions about whether enforcing NIL-related rules would open up the NCAA to things like lawsuits. And the NCAA, of course, has been hesitant to add or enforce restrictions around the athlete's ability to receive compensation since the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against it in the Alston case last summer that prohibited the NCAA from placing a cap on education-related compensation. I have no problem with name, image, and likeness. I think certainly a good thing. You look at the good things that have come from it. You look at the opportunities that athletes have now to use their name, image, and likeness for good and get fair compensation for what they're doing on the court, on the football field, on the baseball diamond, stuff like that. But obviously, there is that line, and where do you draw that line? Where can you call it pay for play and not NIL? That's the question I think that pops up here, and it goes back to the first story we talked about, where there is leadership needed. There are plans needed. There are plans that need to be put in place to make sure this doesn't cross the line. And if you're re-emphasizing, are you just emphasizing or are you enforcing? Because if you're just emphasizing and don't do this, but then not coming down on schools, teams, players who might be taking advantage of it. Not saying anybody is, not pointing fingers, not blaming anybody. I don't know. I have no connections. I'm a guy who talks to the radio. Just trying to formulate my own discussion points here. But if you're just emphasizing and not enforcing, then you got another problem, in my humble opinion. Your thoughts welcome through at 9366-1600. Some interesting stuff as the world of the NCAA continues to change right in front of our very eyes. 221 here at Spencer on Sports. Coming up, what happened in the NBA playoffs last night? Defense was non-existent for the defending champs, and what a game last night in Memphis. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, we'll get you an ESPN Sports Beat with Jason Fitz. That's coming up here in just moments on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we are going to have a calm rest of the day. We will have some clouds moving in late this afternoon into this evening. Our next round of rain then arrives tomorrow morning. And we are going to have light to moderate showers throughout much of the day. Could be some pockets of heavy rain at times. And that's going to hold temperatures back to a high in the mid-50s. We'll continue to have some showers around on and off through the day on Friday as well. And we'll be keeping an eye on the potential for localized flooding in spots. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Man, what we expect from quarterbacks sometimes is outrageous to me. Yeah, Ryan Tannehill goes out and says he doesn't think it's his job to be a mentor to Malik Willis. I'm not sure he's 100% wrong. I mean, leadership within an NFL team is brought about by several players. It doesn't always have to be one guy. And if you're Ryan Tannehill, you also are aware that your main responsibility is winning football games. Coaches play a huge part of this. The entire culture of the locker room plays a huge part in this. But we expect quarterbacks to be superhuman and put it all together. And I, for one, want to see the human side of it. Now, I can go back to when I was on a tour bus, and I can't imagine one day walking up on the tour bus with a band and having them say, hey, this guy over here, he's also a fiddle player. He's younger, he's cheaper, and, you know, don't worry about it. It's just a possibility to develop to see what we have for the future of the band. But if you could go ahead and take this time to show him everything you do, how you do it, how we run everything, and make sure that he's completely positioned to take your job, we'd really appreciate that. Imagine that for the job you work at. You walk in one day, whether it's selling cars or whether it's making spreadsheets, and suddenly somebody younger and cheaper is there, and they want you to show them everything you need to know. It's where we need to put our fan hats away, and we need to put our real-life hats on. And at some point, we got to look around and say, okay, how would I react to it? I'll let Ryan Tannehill be a human being. The Tennessee Titans are okay being fractured. I mean, anytime you tell one of your best players you're not going to pay him and you let him walk over a couple of million dollars, you send a message to the locker room. And I've talked to people that know that locker room well enough to know that for some, that is real. Now you turn around and you at least allow the fractured quarterback conversation to happen. If the Titans end up with a dysfunctional locker room, they'll have no one but themselves and this year's draft to blame for it. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertin & Stalker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Every once in a while, something's bound to fall through the cracks. That's why Midwest One Bank created Overdraft Flex. With Flex, you avoid paying overdraft fees when you overdraw your checking by $50 or less. Just another way Midwest One Bank makes life easier. That's Midwest One Bank. And that's simply better banking. Learn more at midwestone.bank/overdraftflex. Consumer checking must be enrolled in overdraft privilege service. Qualifying conditions, restrictions, and standard overdraft collection procedures apply. Member FDIC.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
From the racetrack to the bat crack, it's as easy to play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Elite Sportsbook makes betting as easy as a swipe with an easy-to-navigate, safe, and secure app platform. It's easier and faster to play your game. Get all the perks of live in-game betting, early cash out, and unique parlays at your fingertips. Sign up today and get your first bet risk-free up to $500 with Iowa's only locally owned sportsbook app. Play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
226 here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports rolls on here for a Wednesday, May the 4th of 2022. Through a 936-6600. Going to get into some basketball and baseball here in just a bit. We're get there. Don't forget to tune in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn today between 4 and 6. Another chance for you to win a $50 gift card to help pick out the perfect gift for mom. Mother's Day is Sunday. If you're still looking for a gift, we got another chance to win a $50 gift card to Hertine & Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City sometime today between 4 and 6 here on KGYM. That's coming up today and the rest of this week right here on KGYM. More of what Todd and Alex have in store for you coming up as part of our What's on Tap segment before we get to the end of the program today. To the NBA last night, the defending champs did not show up on defense last night as Boston blitzed them 109-86. Crucial win last night, crucial win in both games we had last night, and Boston got the job done, avoiding going down 0-2, heading back to Milwaukee for games 3 and 4. They get the win, 109-86 last night, behind 30 points from Jaylen Brown. He was 6 of 10 from distance. Jason Tatum finishing with 29. He was 5 of 10 from 3. And Grant Williams, 21 points off the bench. He was 6 of 9 for a nice night from the three-point arc last night. Celtics had 20 made threes. 20 threes in the game. They shot 46%. From deep. Let's hear from Jaylen Brown talking about how they were able to respond after losing game one on their home floor. How'd they get it done? Here's what Jaylen had to say.
Just how you respond is everything in this league. We didn't play as well as we wanted to first game, and we couldn't come back and drop another game at home. So we knew we had to come out and play like our season was on the line, and we did. We came out and fought from the jump. We played with aggression. We played with physicality. And that was just necessary to beat a team like Milwaukee.
Celtics head coach Ime Udoka talking about what they changed from game one to game two.
Just what we saw. We could have done better in game one. As I mentioned, shooting 53s is one thing, but a lot of them were contested. So we knew we had opportunities to drive closeouts and, you know, touch the paint a few times. And we knew if we did that, their defense would dissipate and we get the looks we wanted. And so that was a point of emphasis going into it. And I loved our aggressiveness and touching the paint, attacking, kicking out, and trying to get the right shots. And that was evident in the first half.
Giannis for Milwaukee finishing with 28 points. He only had 5 in the first half. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Drew Holiday after a slow start as well, 19 points. And 7 assists, Bobby Portis and Pat Connaughton, each with 13 in the loss for the Bucks. Here's Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer talking about Giannis's struggles in getting to the rim. What have the Celtics been doing to impact Giannis's game? Here's Budenholzer with his thoughts.
Yeah, no, you got to give their defenders credit. The guys on them, you know, they're solid, you know, good defenders, and then you know, quite a bit of help, and that's where, you know, he's just got to see it and feel it, and do we kick it and get more threes, or, you know, he's got to finish against one-on-one, you know, defense. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of both, but, you know, Giannis, he always figures things out, and, you know, like I said, you know, we got to be better.
Head coach Mike Budenholzer of the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks there. Giannis also talking about his struggles on the offensive side lately and what he can do to turn things around.
It's the playoffs, you know. Obviously, they're going to be physical. You know, they're going to be more physical. You know, there's not going to be a lot of fouls called. They're going to be more active. They're going to be the mindset doesn't change. You got to keep chipping away, keep finding solutions to, you know, make the game yours, you know, make good plays, find your teammates, get in the paint. Like, no matter what they do, you know, my mindset and the team's mindset cannot change, you know. So, but to answer your question, obviously, it's the playoffs, you know. The physicality is going to be higher, the discipline is going to be way higher, but got to find a way.
Giannis there with Game 3 coming up Saturday. So you got a ways to wait until Game 3. It'll be Saturday in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum, and that series tied up at one game apiece. In the Western Conference last night, hate to say every game's a must-win, but this was definitely a must-win last night for Memphis, down one game to none after a close loss on Sunday and that wild finish in Memphis. Staring down, heading back to San Francisco, possibly down 0-2 in the series. Memphis and Ja Morant specifically stepped up and beat Golden State last night, 106-101. Ja with 47 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. And he joined the guys from TNT last night following the game to talk about the win.
In your short playoff career, twice now you've gone for 47 points. As Chuck points out, you needed every single one of those tonight. How did you get it done in the fourth quarter against a team that has all that playoff experience?
Man, I pretty much just was taking what the defense was giving me. You know, they were sagging off. You know, I got my three ball going a little early, and you know, gave me a lot of confidence. You know, just shoot the basketball, and you know, regardless, make a miss. You know, I'm happy with my shots, and if the help come, I was just making the extra pass. So pretty much just being a point guard. You know, taking what the defense was giving me.
Josh Shack here. We all know what type of competitor you are. We saw the look on your face after you lost game one. Did you go to bed last night saying, I need to get 40 on these cats and ensure that we win? What was your mind state last night?
I probably went to bed about 3 or 4. You know, that loss was on my mind a lot. Obviously, you know, missing that layup late. But, you know, coming into the day, you know, I told myself, you know, we needed a win and we were going to get a win. And, you know, I just took it upon myself to, you know, go out there and do that for us.
Ja, you guys are struggling on the boards and with the turnovers. How are y'all going to take that down, get those down, be better on the boards and turnovers, especially on the road in a raucous environment?
We just got to, you know, lock in. You know, with this team, they shoot a lot of threes, so it's a lot of long rebounds. So we just can't, you know, run under the rim. They got a lot of athletic guys, you know, with Wiggs, Otto Porter, you know, Looney, Draymond, you know, those guys are always crashing the boards, you know, with their size. And, you know, we just got to box out, you know, get the rebound and run. And on the offensive end, we pretty much just got to, you know, hit singles. Just continue to hit singles and, you know, the home run will come.
Congratulations for the job. But also, you know, as your career is moving into the playoffs, now you're in the second round. You're playing against a defending championship team. Not defending, but a team that's won championships. You know, what are you learning from round to round as you progress in these playoffs?
Well, this is my first time, you know, advancing past the first round. So just going into, you know, this round, from the two games I played, it's a lot of physicality, you know, a lot of, you know, no calls, you know, they're allowing us to play. And then, you know, with a team like Golden State, you know, they're never out of the game. And we just got to keep our foot on the gas and continue to lock in for a full 48 minutes. You know, they got a lot of special guys, a lot of, you know, top 75 guys on that side. So we know they're going to come and play, but we just got to be ready.
Ja Morant postgame after the 106-101 win over Golden State last night. Steph Curry finishing with 27 and Jordan Poole 20 points off the bench for Golden State in the loss. That series tied up at one game apiece with Game 3 Saturday night in San Francisco. I believe ESPN Radio will have that for you Saturday evening and catch it right here on all of our frequencies. Well, another game with some controversy as Dillon Brooks from the Grizzlies ejected less than 3 minutes into the game Tuesday night for a flagrant foul 2 that left Gary Payton II with a broken elbow. It marked the second straight game in the series that a starter was ejected for a flagrant 2. Of course, Draymond Green was ejected in Game 1. In the incident, Brooks was chasing down Payton from behind on a fast break layup when he hit the Warriors guard in the head in the air. With just over 9 minutes left in the first quarter, Payton went down hard and remained down for several minutes. And then officials reviewed the play. Brooks was ejected. Payton ended up having x-rays on his left elbow. The Warriors ruled him out. And then after the game, they said he suffered a fractured left elbow. He was set to go undergo an MRI today for further evaluation of that injury. How much time he will miss is to be determined, but he's been a key player for Golden State, stepping up when needed here so far in the season and down the stretch here in the playoffs. Of course, when one of his players gets knocked out, you imagine the head coach, Steve Kerr, had some words, and here's what he had to say about the flagrant two and the injury to Gary Payton II.
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was dirty, and playoff basketball is going to, it's supposed to be physical. You know, everybody's going to compete, everybody's going to fight for everything, but there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season / career in jeopardy. Taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Gary's elbow. This is a guy who's been toiling the last 6 years trying to make it in this league, finally found a home, just, you know, playing his butt off this year in the playoffs. You know, this should be the time of his life. And a guy comes in and whacks him across the head in midair. He broke the code. Dillon Brooks broke the code. That's how I see it.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr there. The league expected to speak with members of both teams over the next couple days ahead of Game 3 Saturday to decide if Brooks will be suspended. No word on that as of showtime here for today. Looking at the schedule for tonight, a couple of Game 2s tonight about the East and the West as the series continues here in the conference semifinals. You got Philadelphia at Miami, Game 2 of that series with Miami holding a 1-0 series lead. Tip-off set for 6:30 our time. That'll be on TNT. And then a game you can hear tonight right here on KGYM and all of our frequencies is Dallas at Phoenix, Game 2. Phoenix outlasting Dallas despite a big night from Luka Doncic in the first game. We'll see how Dallas can respond or if Phoenix takes a 2-0 series lead in that one. Tip-off set for 9 o'clock. It's on TNT for TV. You can, of course, listen right here on KGYM with ESPN Radio. Their NBA coverage starts at 8:30 with tip-off at 9 o'clock. Looking at the odds for tonight's game, looks like Miami around an 8-point favorite with the total at 208 for tonight's Game 2 against Philly. And then Phoenix currently a 6.5-point favorite with the over-under at 216.5 for tonight's Game 2 in Phoenix. Looking ahead to the weekend, Milwaukee an early 3-point favorite against Boston for Game 3 of that series, which is Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday, Golden State an early 6.5-point favorite as that series shifts back to San Francisco for Game 3. That's a look at what happened in the NBA. Quick look at the NHL last night, too. Of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs continuing in the NHL. Series getting underway tonight in both the East and the West. You had Pittsburgh beating the Rangers 4-3 in triple overtime. What a game last night there. Washington beating Florida 4-2. Colorado blowing out Nashville 7-2. And Calgary just edging Dallas last night 1-0. Tonight, continuation of series in both conferences. You got Boston at Carolina with Carolina leading 1-0. Tampa and Toronto, that's on tonight as well, with Toronto leading 1-0. St. Louis and Minnesota, the Wild and the Blues getting going tonight around 8:30 with St. Louis, the Blues leading 1-0, and the Kings taking on Edmonton with L.A. leading that series 1-0 in that Stanley Cup playoff series as well. 309-366-1600 as we come up on 240. Another time out here for you this afternoon. We'll get into some baseball news and notes. Still trying to figure out just what happened to Madison Bumgarner. We'll tell you about that and take a look at the scoreboard, plus some happenings from last night across Major League Baseball. That's next here on KGYM.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You've got it all planned. Spring cleaning, then off to the landfill and recycling building on Saturday, right? Hang on. You need an appointment if you're coming Saturday. Don't have one? No dice, pal. So plan ahead with a Saturday appointment or bring your stuff to the landfill and recycling building on County Home Road Monday through Friday between 7 and 4. You never need an appointment on weekdays. Simplify spring cleaning. Visit the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency weekdays or make your Saturday appointment early. Details at solidwasteagency.org.
It's time to tackle those top outdoor tasks. And at Menards, we've got the powerful tools you need. Save 11% on all outdoor power, like a Brute by Briggs & Stratton 3,000 PSI pressure washer. It's built to handle the harshest grime. Save 11% on all Briggs & Stratton pressure washers and outdoor power now at Menards. Hurry in. Good through May 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say it's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Hi, I'm Alex Rodriguez. You know me from live TV.
And that's Slimer from Ghostbusters. You know him from On Demand.
Thanks to DirecTV Stream, we've been brought together. And there's no annual contract. That was my lunch. DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and On Demand. Get your TV together. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Compatible device required. Channels vary by package.
All right, back at 242, Spencer Hart Sports rolls on here for a Wednesday through a 9-3-6-6-1600. On to baseball, some afternoon games in action. We'll get you an update. Talking is hard sometimes. We'll get you an update. That's what I'm trying to say. What's happening in the world of baseball in just a bit. Some of those daytime games. From last night, though, I saw the intercity rivalry, White Sox and Cubs, go the way of the Southsiders. The White Sox winning 3-1. Jake Berger with a couple hits. Tim Anderson, a solo home run in the win for the Sox. Those two teams meet again tonight. Kansas City and St. Louis, the Royals got the best of the Cards last night, 7-1. Bobby Witt Jr., solo home run in the first inning. His first major league home run, first of many for the top prospect in the Royals organization and in baseball, one of the top prospects in baseball. He finished 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and 3 runs scored. MJ Melendez as well, another top prospect for the Royals, seeing his first MLB hit last night too. Edward Olivares going 4-for-5 in the win for KC. Tommy Edman, a pair of hits in last night's loss for St. Louis. Brewers beat the Reds last night. Willy Adames and Rowdy Tellez each with home runs. Brandon Woodruff striking out 12 in 5 2/3 innings. Tommy Pham, a nice day for the Reds, despite the loss. 3-for-4 in the game for Tommy Pham with a home run. Mike Moustakas back to his old stomping grounds for a couple years in Milwaukee at least. home run and RBI double in the loss for Cincinnati. And how about the Twins? 7-2 over Baltimore, their 11th win in their last 12 games. Ryan Jeffers, the go-ahead three-run home run in the sixth inning for the Twins. Other results from yesterday, Mets sweeping a DH with Atlanta 5-4 and 3-0. Pete Alonso, a good day, 2-for-4 in both games, a home run in game two for the Mets. Arizona beat Miami 5-4. It was Washington over Colorado 10-2. Josh Bell, 3-for-5 with a three-run home run and three ribbies. CJ Cron, what a story he's been, too. 3-for-3 solo home run, his ninth of the year in the loss for Colorado. Dodgers beat San Francisco 3-1. It was the Yankees. 11 straight wins now for the Yanks, beating Toronto 9-1. Aaron Judge, 2-for-5 with a home run and a two-run double in the win for the Yankees. Tampa beat Oakland 10-7 in 10 innings. Tampa, two runs in the ninth to tie, then five in the 10th. Mike Zunino, 2-for-4 as a pinch hitter in the game for Tampa as they beat the A's in front of probably like 500 people. Not confirmed, but considering the attendance issues they've had in Oakland, would not be surprising. Boston shut out the Angels last night 4-0. It was Texas over Philly in interleague action 6-4. Houston beat Seattle 4-0. Yordan Alvarez and Jose Altuve with solo home runs and some history made for Dusty Baker, the 12th manager in Major League history to win 2,000 games as a manager. He was the first African-American manager to accomplish the feat as well. So congratulations to Dusty Baker with that win and that milestone last night. A couple games postponed last night, setting up some doubleheaders today. San Diego and Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Detroit both postponed. Looking at the scoreboard for this afternoon, you've got the Braves leading the Mets 7-1. That game in the top half of the seventh inning. Rays and A's just underway. They're heading to the bottom half of the first. You've got the Marlins now leading the Diamondbacks 7-6. I mentioned earlier, Madison Bumgarner tossed after one inning. Through one inning, allowed one hit, one run. That one run was a home run. And then after the inning, he was being checked, the sticky stuff check that they do the end of the inning, and said something to an umpire, and then he got tossed. So Madison Bumgarner tossed from the game. Now his team is losing 7-6 to the Miami Marlins in that contest in Miami. Jazz Chisholm scoring the go-ahead run on a wild pitch a few moments ago. That game now in the eighth inning. Other games in progress right now. Tigers leading game one of that doubleheader with Pittsburgh 3-2. That game in Detroit. You've got the Padres leading the Guardians 5-3. That game in the seventh. Also, you've got the Cardinals beating up on the Royals. Score there is 8-0. Cards leading in the top half of the eighth inning. Nolan Arenado with a three-run home run in the first, part of a five-run first for the Redbirds against the Royals over at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Astros shutting out the Mariners this afternoon as well, 5-0. The Astros looking to get another win in that series there. So look at what's happening in the world of Major League Baseball. On the college baseball scene, a tough night for the Iowa baseball team as they lost their midweek game last night to Illinois State 3-2. At Banks Field in Iowa City, Iowa managing just two runs and four hits. Redbirds got three runs off of eight hits in the contest. The Illinois State pushing a run across in the seventh to take that lead that ended up being the winning run. Iowa falling to 26-15 with the loss. They'll host Purdue for a weekend series that starts Friday afternoon. Game one for Friday, I moved up. I heard Todd and Alex talking about that yesterday, but in case you missed it, game moved up Friday from 6:05 to 4:05 with the game one in Iowa City on Friday. Saturday's game one, or Saturday's second game, I should say, is 11 a.m. start. That'll be on regular BTN, Big Ten Network, and then a Sunday afternoon affair against the Boilermakers as well. Despite the loss, latest projections from Baseball America still has Iowa in the NCAA field. Baseball America has them as the last team into the tournament, so some work still to do to secure that spot for Iowa, and certainly a series win, even better, a sweep would be good for the Iowa baseball team this weekend against Purdue. College softball, Iowa playing Northern Iowa tonight in Cedar Falls. You mentioned you and I clinching the MVC regular season championship with a win over Indiana State last Sunday. They won 16 straight, and they're 20-1 in the Missouri Valley. Iowa has lost five in a row, 19-29 in the year for the Hawkeyes. That game tonight starting at 5, and it'll be on ESPN+. Iowa State softball, they're taking on Drake tonight in Des Moines. First pitch is 7, and also will be on ESPN+. Let's look at baseball and some college baseball. Softball, too. It's coming up on 250. A little bit more to come as we wrap up the show for a Wednesday. Thanks for joining us, Sun Spencer on Sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ziprecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The NBA playoffs continue on ESPN Radio.
Chris Paul lets fly on a three and hits it with 5:15 to go. Suns dominating game one against Dallas.
The Suns survived 45 points from Luka Doncic to take game one in Phoenix. Can the Mavs bounce back to tie the series up at 1? Or will the Suns take the 2-0 lead to Dallas? Game two of the Suns and Mavs. Coverage begins tonight at 9:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Presented by Indeed.
All right, back at 252, winding down the show here for a Wednesday. Spencer on Sports with you here on KGYM. Jim Glass up next, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. What's on tap coming up here in just a bit. What's on tap for later this year is International NFL. NFL Network doing a special release party earlier this morning on Good Morning Football, including an interview with Tristan Wirfs. Good to see him on my TV screen earlier this morning. But international football, going to be a lot of it this year. Not just London games. NFL announcing that Tampa Bay is going to play Seattle in the NFL's first regular season game in Germany this fall. League announcing earlier today the team's going to play at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, so 8:30 Central Time, November 13th at Allianz Arena. That's the home of Bayern Munich. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. I'm not up on my soccer teams. I enjoy soccer, just not a diehard at all. So if I'm saying something incorrectly, it's not hard to say Bayern Munich, but, you know, some people might, you pronounced it incorrectly. So just leveling with you right now. But regardless, Tampa and Seattle going to be playing November 13th at the home of Bayern Munich. Also, NFL announcing 3 8:30 a.m. Central Time games going to be played in London next year. The New Orleans Saints facing the Minnesota Vikings on October 2nd. The Green Bay Packers. Yes, the Packers. They've dodged the international game for so long. They're going to play the Giants October 9th. Both the Giants, Packers, and Vikings Saints will be at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And then October 30th at Wembley Stadium, the Jacksonville Jaguars going to play Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. That will be, again, at Wembley Stadium on the day before Halloween. League also announcing earlier today the Arizona Cardinals going to play the San Francisco 49ers November 21st in a Monday night game in Mexico City. Last time they tried to do that in 2019, remember the field conditions were a concern, so they had to move it and turned out to be a pretty epic game. Jared Goff versus Patrick Mahomes. Everybody remembers that game. Just back and forth, defense optional kind of football. Almost like arena league football. Fun to watch. We'll see if Cardinals Niners on November 21st, A, gets played in Mexico City, and B, lives up to the last time a game that was quote-unquote in Mexico City back in 2019. But interesting scheduling. I guess I'll have to set my alarm early on October 9th for the Packers and the Giants at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And Vikings fans will too on October 2nd. So Packers finally being sent over there. They can't dodge it anymore, and they won't again this year. NFL schedule release, by the way, is next week, the 12th, it looks like. So if you are eager to know the full schedule for your team, you only have to wait a little bit over a week. A week from tomorrow, and we'll know the full schedule. We know who the teams are playing, but of course the NFL wants your eyes on the TV. They want the debates. They want the attention, and they will get it for sure coming up on the 12th. That'll wrap it up for us here today. Thanks so much, as always, for listening along with us here every weekday from 2 until 3. Back tomorrow with trending topics for the sports world right here on KGYM. Gym Class up next. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up. Bi-weekly segment that's coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Don't forget they have that chance to win a $50 gift card to Hurtin and Soccer Jewelers in Iowa City. That's coming up sometime between 4 and 6. They also got WagerWise tonight as well. And special guest Keaton Anthony from the Iowa baseball team will join the guys at 5:30 today. Talk some Hawkeye baseball with Keaton Anthony coming up on the show today. NBA playoff action tonight. Dallas and Phoenix, 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock tip-off from ESPN Radio on all of our frequencies. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We are back tomorrow on KGYM.